Hello?
Hi everyone, we have Jesse Marsh for you. Feel free to ask your questions in English or French.
Jesse, a job done against a challenging opponent. What was your take on the performance?
First, it was great to be at home. I thought the crowd was outstanding. Obviously, an exciting game for them to watch with a late goal and a big win for us. You know, I felt like it took us a little bit to get into the match. And even though we were pretty stable in the first half, I wanted us to pick up the tempo and really now push the way that we were going at Panama. And I felt like around the 30th minute is when that all started to click for us. And when we were really able to start pushing the game. And then we rewarded ourselves with a goal at the end of the half. And then, you know, I still thought the start to the second half was also pretty good. But they, you know, they created a little bit of a opportunity coming down almost on a half little counter situation and finished the ball well. But at that moment then, it would have been easy for us to not be so sure and maybe the pitch isn't the best and all the rest. But our mentality was strong. We actually got better after it was 1-1, and I thought actually that was our best stretch of the game, and we almost scored right away again off the kickoff and then kept pushing, and then I think we got the goal we deserved. So, it was nice to see that when the game wasn't so easy that we rose to the challenge.
Jesse, just with the camp now over this window, kind of over, what got accomplished? What's your kind of takeaways of from where you were to where you are now as the guys kind of
there were some things that we did a little bit differently tactically in this match to try to work on a few things and how we pressed and certain things and how we possessed the ball. And then, you know, I thought the way we used Montreal and the joy that we experience of being in that community and trying to continue to build the sport in the country with the use of the national team was fantastic. I like seeing our team when we're tested. And so I felt like, if we win that game 2-3-0, it would have been nice to have a really strong victory. But also, I think being tested and responding when things are difficult is really important for us.
Obviously, the response comes with the goal, but what else did you see from that test standpoint tonight?
Well, I thought that Fonzie, the game wasn't easy. The pitch wasn't great, and a lot of these guys that play at high levels and teams in Europe where you're used to playing on really good pitches every week and the tactical level at which the game is played, it's not always the same here in CONCACAF. But Fonzie's concentration and desire to push the team and his play, I think he's just becoming a real leader, and that's really nice to see. And then overall, there's a lot of little things in there. Moise Bombito for me was excellent. And then, you still see the quality that we have up the pitch with Kyle and with Johnny. And so, really good. That part's really good.
Joe?
Jesse, just to build on that, you talked a lot about Moise Bombito in terms of the journey he's been on with you in the last 5-6 months. But for him to stand there and hear thousands of Canadian fans with his name.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Pretty huge moment for him. But, like, where do you think he can go from here? Because he's already been talked about as kind of one of the best defenders in CONCACAF. But where do you see him going? What do you see a moment like that doing for him? And where does he continue to go?
It was almost a total performance from him, right? Like, hardly took a bad step on the pitch. Won his duels, won his foot races, without fouling often, tactically very strong, good on the ball, dangerous on some set pieces. Like, he has potential. I said this, this is what I said, and I didn't want it to be taken the wrong way, but I said that his talent is among the best in the world in that position. I said that, right? Like, whatever, during Copa America. And I've coached players that are considered the best in that position, and their talent levels, their raw skills and abilities are on the same level. And so trying to just continue to push Moyes the right way and challenge him to continue to grow. And then obviously, he's in a situation where I think it's Europa League they're in, if it's not Conference League. But now he's playing in European. He's not just playing in a League One, but he's playing in European football, which is also for players that haven't been a part of that. That's an incredible experience. International, different kinds of football, playing at night on big stage in Europe. Those are big games. So I think we're going to see him develop and grow at a really rapid rate, and that's an exciting proposition for Canadian soccer fans.
Have you seen many jumps like that?
Yes.
Who would you compare that to?
Well, when I was in – yeah, look, I don't want to start going down the list, but specifically the players that I coached and his position, that he is in – it would be Dayo Upamecano. Ibrahim Konate, Josko Gvardiol, Lucas Klosterman, guys like this, right? That their talent levels are unbelievable. Their mentalities are really clear, and their intelligence on the pitch. So he's good, very good. And again, he has the desire to learn and grow, and he doesn't take anything for granted. He's got a really special personality and ability.
Now that you've seen the pitch up close, is that going to change how you approach November's match?
Well, look, we said that whoever we were going to draw, depending on what our ranking is, right? I would
Suriname or Jamaica.
Yeah, I think Suriname or Jamaica. I would suspect that the win is enough to keep us in the second in CONCACAF ranking, but I'm not sure. And we said that the next 3 matches are not going to be played on good pitches, right? And by the way, I want to say that we when we first arrived here in Toronto, we came to the stadium and we saw the pitch, and we knew that they had the grow lights on, and we knew that the grounds crew and everyone at TFC was doing a lot to try to help this pitch recover as quickly as it could. We and I want to also acknowledge that Panama agreed to not train on the pitch yesterday. We asked them not to, and they did that. So I thank the coach before the match. The pitch is obviously not ideal, as much as everybody's trying to make it better. And in the end, whatever, that we can't make excuses, right? We have to, we're not in qualifying now, but we have to know exactly whether it's Copa America and dealing with the types of opponents and referees and fans, or whether it's, you know, now being in the Nations League and having to go to Suriname or Jamaica and pitches and there's no room for excuses in what we're doing. We have a goal in mind. We have a desire to be at our best, and I'm going to challenge the entire group to be focused on the things that matter all the time.
It felt like when Liam came on, he was constantly making attack.
Yeah.
Is he not getting enough credit with this team?
I thought Liam. Well, first of all, you're probably right that he doesn't get enough credit. Liam's performances in Copa America were a little bit up and down. He's in a good way right now. It's clear. I mean, we had a long discussion about whether to start him or not. He's playing really well at Hull, really well. So, you know, I watch these guys pretty carefully every week. And Liam's in a really good way, and he's playing really well at Hull. And I knew he would be our first sub, and then it was just, do we play? He's a little more comfortable on the left, but I'm challenging him to play on the right, to play a little bit more interior. I'm trying to challenge him He's in a good way, and he's doing the things that benefit him when he plays on the left wing. But I want to honor that and find a way to use that with what we're doing here with the national team. But I'm still challenging him to also think about how good he can be on the right, how good he can be in sort of an interior midfield position, because I think he has a lot of these qualities. So I'm trying to get, with all these guys, trying to get the balance right of how they're performing with their clubs and at what position and what things they're able to deliver at the club, but then what we need and how to get the balance right of how to use them. So it's a little bit tricky sometimes. And again, I'm learning how to be the national team coach that way. But there's no doubt that Liam's playing really well, and he's going to be an important figure for us moving forward.
Jesse, you give Kwesi Poku his debut off the bench there. What impresses you about him as a player, and also just how important is it to continue to see young players like him who have developed largely in Canada get to this level?
Yes. Kwesi, I think, had a really good week. He adapted really quickly, is eager to try to show that he can do this. Has some raw talents that fit with the way that I think about talented players. And, you know, I think can play a lot of different positions on the front line. Like he was playing at forwards at the beginning of the year at more of a left wing back. Then he was striker, scoring a lot of goals. Now he's playing Molenbeek a little bit more right. We put him in up at the striker position, and I think it's another cap that we give a guy where he doesn't touch the ball. But, you know, nonetheless, like, I was excited to get him in the match. And, some of these decisions are a reward for how they're progressing in their career and then how they played in the week. And, by the way, I thought Nathan Saliba came on and played really well and has developed a lot over the last month and a half, like the confidence and the aggression that he's showing and the clarity of not just the possession play but also the aggressiveness against the ball has been really good. So this is our goal, is to develop players through the national team. And I think Kwesi is an example of that. And, you know, there's hopefully we can continue to build more examples.
Jesse, Kyle Aaron scored his 30th goal in the first half, so naturally Jonathan David
has scored his 30th
in the second half.
Yeah.
I've heard of inter-squad competition, but have you ever seen it manifested in this way? And what do you do to sort of keep that going? How long does this go for?
Well, I thought it was really cool how we honored the guys before the match, and we're continuing to try to build like rewards for the experiences that the players have. And we've been joking that like there's going to be like, okay, then Kyle's the leading scorer of Canadian history, and then Jonathan, and then Kyle, and then Jonathan. So it's going to maybe cost the CSA a lot of money to keep rewarding these guys for being the greatest scorer in Canadian history. But those guys love each other, man. They have such a really cool relationship. They really support each other. Kyle's like, look, I know Johnny's going to finish ahead of me. You know, that's what Kyle says. But you can tell that Kyle, I think Kyle's also in a good way in his career right now. You know, like he's played more at Mallorca. He's scoring at Mallorca. He's a bigger part of what they're doing. Like, Mallorca's having a much better season than last year, and I think Kyle's a big part of that. La Liga is a really good league. So for Kyle to be performing like that, I think it's good for him and good for us. And then we know, Johnny's been, I think, maybe the best or one of the best strikers in Europe in the past 2 months. So, yeah, we're fortunate to have those two guys.
Ben, what do you see from the growth of Ali Ahmed? I know you've been giving him more minutes recently.
Yeah. He, look, it wasn't, in games like this where it's a bit of a scrap, right? It's not, Ali's not like the most physically imposing guy, but he's relentless. He doesn't stop. Like, there's no moment of pause, and he just keeps going and keeps going. And, like, when I watch him play, I think about what it would be like to play against him. He would drive me crazy, you know? And that's kind of the beauty of Ali. And I think how he's developed in the team, he's become more physical. His reactions are outstanding. He's also a very intelligent player. And now it's just continuing to build in the confidence and ability to make final plays. And if he can add that, I think he can really become a great player. But he understands exactly tactically what we need from him. His behaviors are almost perfect. So that part's really, really nice. Really nice to see, and I think he continues to grow.
What do you think of, you said the word scrap, what do you think of the physicality that was shown today on the pitch?
We knew that Panama would do this. Like, they're a physically dominant, present team. But we are too. And we wanted to make sure that as much as, when the pitch isn't perfect, then the game becomes a little bit tougher in terms of now what the tackles look like, what the duels look like, what the aerial duels look like. And we always want to be able to set the tone that way. And I think we have the speed and power and size and physicality and athleticism to do that, whoever the opponent is. And so I've been challenging them through all of the different matches and all the different experiences to know that that side of the game becomes incredibly important. And that's whether you want to be a good possession team at moments or whether you want to be a good pressing team or counter pressing team. But like the ability to win duels and set the tone physically with what the game looks like is important for our development. And I think we're getting more and more of that. And I think we're able to set that tone in a really good way.
Thank you, everyone.
John, good job. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Jesse.
All right, man. Thank you.